worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I would throw fists. I would throw hands at him if he talked through my movie.
Mickey.
It's entertaining. I'm dumb. We know it. It's fun.
And Lazy E.
Whoa, the lights. They're coming right at me. Whoa, what's happening? How do they do this?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
More mysterious than a SpaceX rocket launch streaking across the California sky, it's a freak accident. Coming at you, recorded and personal.
Live
in Technicolor across the internet that you can't see because it's only sound waves in your head. Think about it. Definitely think about it. It makes sense. My name is Crisco, the host. Weird name, admittedly. Don't care. Another weird name to my left, Lazy E.
I got a life-changing text the other day.
He's always with teases.
Life-changing. If you got a text like this, you would question everything.
He gets mad when I tease him. But he's allowed to tease me every week.
I just
have to sit here and take it.
Mm-hmm.
You tease me by testing my patience constantly. Of course, I'm talking about Mickey.
Yeah, but that's what I'm good at.
You're here. You're not on a phone.
I know.
You actually bothered to show up with your body this week.
I know. I contemplated for a little bit if I should show up or not. I was 50-50. I'm like, how should we start off 2018 this year?
By not being on the podcast is apparently the decision that you made. And the funniest thing is, when she walked in, Lazy E, right today, she said, I burped. And she said, oh God, is that how the new year starts? And I said, excuse me, Lazy E and I have already started the new year.
Yeah.
We did a whole show last week. You were here for part of it on the phone, not in person, because you were too busy off getting your
dosage.
Yeah, your dosage. You were getting your bunions taken off your toes, which is, I'm assuming, what happened with all these doctor's visits. It's a very serious condition that she has.
I'm thinking it's not even doctor visits. I think she has a weekly spa visit.
I would be totally okay with that.
She's complaining the whole way.
Toe, because they do toes at spas.
She's complaining the whole way up the stairs. I have to be out here at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why? Oh, because I got more clinical crap. I don't care. Do you have cancer or not? It's a very simple question to ask.
No.
Then, hey, congratulations.
The medicine works.
The medicine works. You're cured. Mazel tov.
Lahem.
I don't know. But Mickey's got the only normal name here on the show.
I know.
Crisco, Lazy E, and Mickey. Call it uninventive if you want. I don't really care, but I have to point out, before we get into your thing with your life-changing text message, I heard the greatest name of all time today.
Oh, really?
At work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, here's the thing. You know how we're always talking about Reddit names and how fun they are?
I was going to ask, is it better than the Reddit names?
It's up there.
And this is a real name?
It is. This is the name of somebody. Like, I feel like this should be somebody's Reddit name. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe we should go snag it before it gets taken away.
Okay.
So, I didn't hear this myself. I'm going off of my buddy Dylan that I work with.
Okay.
He tells me, we work like in accounts receivable. He says, I just got off the phone with somebody who had the greatest name of all time. And he's got like tears in his eyes from laughing. Like he laughed through the whole phone call. He struggled to not laugh in this dude's ear.
That must have been awful.
The guy's name.
Okay.
Was Fatty Ramadan.
You fat religious guy.
Fatty Ramadan.
That's either a real fat guy who's religious, or it's a rapper in the making.
Or it's like an Arabic crime boss in the 1920s.
Yeah, we got Fatty Ramadan.
Fatty Ramadan.
Fatty Ramadan and Styx McGee over here.
I really have to wonder if somebody was playing a cruel joke on him.
Fatty Ramadan.
We should look him up on Facebook, Fatty Ramadan.
Somebody the other day, another person on my team, was talking to somebody named Party Word. the word is party.
And he is ready.
The word is not the board. The word is not the bird. The word is party.
Party.
Does he spell it with a PH or an F?
Fatty? I don't know.
I thought he was like, I thought she said the word is party. Like,
party,
I was like,
party is never spelled with an H.
Pa-hardy.
Don't we'll make you it ever, work. Don't you ever get mad at me.
My question was, does party word listen to Andrew W.K. just like on loop? Just constantly?
Party, 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 party,
yeah!
Party, party.
Ah! I've never met anybody who loves me more than Andrew W.K.
Maybe that song was all about him.
It could have been.
Let's get to party, like to his house.
We figured it all out.
It's actually just about friends.
See, that's what this show's about. It's about the universe making more sense. Find out your own key to reality at afreakaccident.com. That's our website. Send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Fatty Ramadan, if you're listening, I am so sorry, but your name is amazing. So just felt I needed to share it with the world. Now, moving on. What was this life-changing text message that you got?
Okay. It started on Saturday.
It was a dark and stormy night.
I made a call to DirecTV. I thought this was a scam that you call up DirecTV and ask them about their loyalty program. And I just said that. Got like $20, $40 off my bill. Whatever. So right after that happens, I get a text message while I'm on the phone. That's why I'm saying it. And it goes, Lazy E, thanks for doing business with AT&T, because they now own DirecTV. We'll text you soon for some feedback with your contact with Jesus. And you may say, hey, you're talking about Jesus. It's probably Jesus. No, I was talking to a girl on the phone. Then,
or was it just the Son of God in disguise?
He is everywhere, including customer service.
Turns out he is also a trickster god. Didn't see that part coming.
I just didn't know how to respond to the next text I got. How satisfied are you with Jesus' ability to assist you with your call? I was scared to put very dissatisfied, because is that like, am I going to get smited? I talked to Jesus. I saw it.
You should have just texted back, amen.
Yeah, one. I should have just typed, yeah. Yeah, one, amen. Father, Son, and the free HBO package.
Yeah, the real Holy Trinity.
Yeah, it is.
HBO stars in Cinemax.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Oh, who would have known? DirecTV is like really direct.
Direct line.
Direct line to God. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
It was just fantastic.
AT&T turns out it stands for all theology
things.
Things. There you go.
It's always the backup.
All theology things. Interesting.
Well, you talk to Jesus?
No.
No.
I wonder, how long did you stare at that text message?
Just, huh?
I laughed so hard. Like, I could not stop. And then I got the second test, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like,
how satisfied are you with Jesus? Savior of the world? I mean, he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, but customer service, he's lacking. I'd say average at best.
You couldn't score me the free NFL Sunday ticket for the next year.
Yeah. Can turn water into wine, but can't get me those games.
Jeez, man.
Guess he's rooting for the Saints this Sunday.
He better not be.
Oh, yeah, Vikings. Yeah.
I've got a lot of prayers in the tank for this game. He better not be turning his back on me.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think you put him in the tank.
I don't think Jesus cares about football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right. He does too. Why wouldn't it's on
why,
Sunday?
Why wouldn't every
of course?
And why else would every character constantly be talking about him every post game interview?
Yeah, God. Ray Lewis was all about God.
Yeah, especially after he killed that person.
Yeah, that was a bunch of horse. Like, all of a sudden, he's all about Jesus after he murdered somebody. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I was just trying to share the word of God with him, and his face came off like an Indiana Jones.
I kept punching him to find religion.
Jeez.
I found it. It's called No Death Sentence.
You know, that's one from an old podcast we did. That was one of my favorite moments, though. Remember when you used to do the celebrity impressions of, yeah, like, when they would call in to talk about how to download the show and things? And the one time you just, he's like, whoa, it's Ray Lewis!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! You need to download the show!
Do it! Oh, Lord, amen! God, I hate that guy. God, I hate him. And he's going to go in the Hall of Fame this year. I know he is.
Division, they're in the same division as the Bengals, right?
The Ravens? The Ravens, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's Browns, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens. Yeah. I always forget about two of those teams.
Yeah, Browns easily forgettable.
How did that parade of champions go last week? Did it go off without a hitch?
It was more like a protest. Because people were holding up signs basically like, you suck, and
we've had enough.
It was great because it went, they did a, Mickey, they did a
Mickey
parade.
Doesn't know. The Browns went winless this season.
So
they did not woo-hoo! Win. They did not win a game. So they actually did a perfect season parade.
Not
in
them.
Cincinnati.
Not in Cleveland, please.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Cleveland.
No, but they did. It
that's
wasn't
they
by
did
the
do
team.
It in Cincinnati. The
I
irony.
Just make fun of them. No, but they. It was by a fan.
Okay.
Like, and it just ended up working. National sponsored. They went around the stadium, so it was a giant zero that they went. It was perfect. It was unbelievable.
God, you know what? The Browns, your franchise is a joke, but at least you're good for a laugh. A solid, solid laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that yeah. That is genius.
It was fantastic.
They drew it zero. Oh, I never would have even thought of that. That's, like, too good.
Listen, if you get that to work, you get intricate with it.
Absolutely.
Because this is, well, no, it's not the last time I said it's happening next year, too.
You think they're going to go winless next year, too?
Said it last week as my prognostication.
Were we the ones talking about, like, the guy who's on, like, due to be the first overall pick in the draft is already, like, hating his life because he knows he's going to end up playing for the Browns?
Yeah, and then some junior, I forget what school he went to, he has no chance of being drafted. You can't be drafted at that age or that grade. And he tweeted out, he goes, I'm not eligible for the draft, so don't even think about it, Browns.
Dude, how bad is that? These people, all they've spent their entire lives preparing for the opportunity to play pro sports, and you're going to get drafted to the worst team in history.
Well, if you're a good player, you could make it a good team.
Ask every other first-round pick that got picked by them. They've literally had it 2 years in. This is the second year in a row.
There are some holes. It doesn't matter how big your backhoe. You are not digging your way out of there.
Yeah,
it's just not happening.
And you get cursed. Johnny Manziel, everybody thought he was going to be great.
Well, he was also a career moron along with everything else.
But once you go to Cleveland, that just happens. He went to any other team, fine.
He might have struggled with alcoholism before he got drafted, but the Browns made him a full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah, no, he went to drugs, alcohol, and now
anything that makes the pain go away.
And if you've seen recent pictures of him, he's now hit the pantry. He is not in football shape.
He might be in Canadian football shape, though.
Well, yeah, I'm in Canadian football shape. Yeah, can you run a 4-minute 40? Sure. Yeah, you're good. Just go grab the bacon and come onto the bench.
The Canadian bacon. Yeah. It's just ham.
It is.
It's not bacon.
Yeah, don't try to throw that at us. Stupid.
Freaking Canada. Keep your crap to yourself.
Unless you're downloading the show. We love you.
Dude, why don't they just send the Browns to Canada at that point? Like, what? Why not?
They don't want it.
Canada would turn down the Browns.
Yeah. NFL team? Which one? Browns?
Yeah, no. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, whatever. Mexico, you can have your first professional NFL team, but it's got to be the Browns.
Aye, aye, aye.
No thanks, SA. You keep that crap north of the border. All right. So we got a show to talk about things.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
That's not football related.
Text Jesus back and ask him what he thinks of the podcast.
Hang on, I'll text him.
All right. We've got last Tuesday. Is that this past Tuesday? Like the one that was yesterday?
No, it's actually the Tuesday. Mickey actually sparked a memory. It is the Tuesday prior to that.
Okay, so last week. Then we should have talked about this on the last show.
But
things happen. Kids Clap, the Bronx, New York.
Lean back.
We missed the opportunities, but we're going to do it today. And that is that last Tuesday was National Baby Making Day.
Which is awful.
Why?
Bratty children.
Oh.
Well, poor murderer did not get to celebrate because Mickey was busy getting, you know, hormones and proteins and, you know, nucleotides and things dumped into her veins. Yeah, science words. But some women, though, have shared the weirdest fertility tricks they use to up the chances of getting pregnant. So if 2018, if one of your resolutions is to spawn, you're going to have to stick around for this segment.
Useful tips.
We've got a listener active segment to get to. We posted on our social media, what words should be banned in 2018? We'll hear from you and we'll give our own thoughts. We've got a brand new game that we're going to be playing.
We promised the game last week.
Now, are we going to tell them now what it's going to be or should we wait?
No, I'll tell them a little bit briefly.
All right, go ahead.
It's the category game. We each go. We get a letter of the alphabet, and we have to just name something in each category with the letter of the alphabet in, like, 5 seconds.
Okay.
You have 1 minute.
So I just need to come up with a word?
Yeah, with something in that category.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see how many you can get in 1 minute.
God, this is going to be embarrassing.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay, so that'll be fun. And we've got music you can use as well. I had no freaking idea how many new songs there were. I only heard the one, but we're going to listen to all of them.
Including JT.
Oh, really?
Shut up!
Yeah, come on. It's Justin Timberlake.
He is the current king of current pop. You leave him alone.
I'm going to go see him on tour. I have to.
Yeah. So we're going to get to all that, and I'm sure more, in this episode of A Freak Accident, whether you like it or not.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is A Freak Accident.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh. And I'm so glad. Need that R&B in my life.
Yeah, R&B from R. Kelly.
I'm gonna pee in your head.
Oh, jeez. He's talking about a little kid.
Of course he is. It's R. Kelly.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened in that scenario.
Yep. I didn't even think about that.
Is that allegedly still, or was that proven? That happened.
Well,
right?
I mean,
we know.
He dated Aaliyah before she died, and she was 15.
Lovely.
And he was not 15. Mm. Either way, different right. Subject. Different day.
We'll save that for some other show.
Different court arraignment.
Right. So we've got an interesting article here from the Daily Mail. A new survey has found some of the strangest fertility tricks couples use to increase their chances of making a baby. And this is in honor of what I guess was National Baby Making Day. However, this, I just realized, is in the Daily Mail. And that's a British tabloid. So national was like United Kingdom, right? Not necessarily America.
I think everybody did it.
You know why? Because every day's baby-making day in America.
Right.
There's never a bad time for that.
And every hour in China.
Or no hours in China.
Yeah,
they
no
got the
hours
whole,
in China.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have children anymore because they're overpopulated.
Okay, at one point, every hour in China.
You know, they can't pay for every piece of unpaid labor that occurs in their country. There's a lot of slavery over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read some books, people.
Well, it's called sweatshops.
Right.
And they're called Nike.
So
what are all of these terrible ideas?
We're getting to it. Why are you so eager? You looking for some of these tips so you can get...
Nope.
Oh, we're getting some secrets here.
Turns out Beans and Bumps is actually the name of the twins that she intends to have.
No.
Beans are the seeds, and then the bump is what her stomach's going to be.
So, this title here in this article in the Daily Mail says, Channel Mum. I don't know why they spell mom with a U.
That's how they say it.
They're wrong. I don't even care if they invented the word. They are wrong. It's we are correct because we're American and we do everything right. So, Channel Mum users' most unconventional fertility tips. We're going to go through these and then we shall review. Number one, 10%. of these users say that wearing socks during lovemaking and for the week after will keep your feet warm and help you get pregnant. What is the correlation between warmth of feet and pregnancy?
To be fair, the body at a certain temperature has a better chance at getting pregnant, and a lot of heat is lost through the feet.
That is not even remotely true about the feet part. The part about being warmer helps.
Does it?
Yes.
But I thought your extremities, your hands and... Oh, no, it's your hands and your head.
You literally... No, that's not even true. You literally lose heat through every part of your body.
But don't you lose it more? Oh, no. I guess...
There's no part of your body where you lose excess heat, except maybe at your orifices.
Maybe the what I'm thinking about is when people say you're outside because you don't cover them normally.
That's like an old one of those old mom things, though. Like, cover your head. You lose all your heat through your skull.
Well, maybe you do.
In your case, you've got to keep that brain warm because it might start, might bust a leak. You know,
I leak.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I guess
the
water
just starts spraying out of his ears. Like, oh god,
the pipes froze. Damn it!
Again, got to keep those heating strips on.
So maybe, okay, but all right, fine. But you're right, though, about the being, I've read that, being warmer increases the chances.
You'll see that with a lot of people who try to have it at an older age. They're always like, well, make sure the house is at this temperature so you're warm. And
take a warm bath beforehand.
I'm glad I never have to worry about this stuff.
Sit on a heating pad when it happens. Hmm. And,
All right, what's next on this list?
God, she just does not like this entire conversation.
I hate children. And... Haven't we figured this out yet?
Wow.
Don't need any procreation. We're good.
You're on a show with two of the biggest children
yeah, I know.
You would ever meet.
As long as you don't procreate, we're good.
Admittedly.
Wow.
Listen, we're going to keep trying, and you're just gonna have to watch like normal.
This is why we're doing this list, because we need to take tips.
So 3%... say to eat. We broke her. Look, it finally happened. She is shattered.
Who's carrying the baby?
Me.
He's got the hips for it.
I have the mega colon.
There's a lot of square footage.
Yeah. A lot of room for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Or her. Don't want to predict anything. I'll love them either way.
They've got to fit in there with the gerbil, though.
Lemmy wings.
Okay.
3%. 3% say to eat McDonald's chips immediately after sex. By the way, in England they call fries chips. They don't actually have potato chips at McDonald's over there.
Okay.
But yeah. So 3% say eat McDonald's fries immediately after the lovemaking commences or ends.
I'm gonna be honest, that just sounds fantastic either way.
So people want a cigarette afterwards. Lazy E could take a medium fry.
Medium. If you're going McDonald's, you go super size.
Do they even do the super size anymore?
Nah, they just give you a large.
Ooh, those liars. That's false advertising.
I know.
How dare they? Eat dark chocolate every day. 37% say that. That actually, I think there is something to be said for that.
Because it helps your...
You've got tears coming out your head.
I think it's something with the blood. Like, dark chocolate helps your heart rate, your blood, and all that stuff.
Yeah, there are certain, like, chemical things in dark chocolate that
antioxidants.
Help. Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or caffeine.
Maybe?
I'm not allowed to have it for testing.
Dark chocolate?
Chocolate
any
in general,
kind of chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, no, dark chocolate specifically, like, you know, like, older people, it's like a glass of red wine and dark chocolate,
yeah,
like, once a day is supposed to be very good for them.
Well, it's weird, like, that diet that I do... that I'm actually on right now, again, trying to do like a little bit of carb crunching, that they allow dark chocolate in moderate amounts, even on like the first phase, but they don't allow milk chocolate like at all.
Well, because milk chocolate's made with cocoa butter, not cocoa.
Oh. That too. Yeah, every diet I've done has accepted
dark
a
chocolate.
Little bit of dark chocolate.
Yeah, even minimum amounts. And I mean, this diet is like no sugar at the beginning either.
It's a different type of sugar with that. With dark chocolate.
Hmm. Okay. So maybe there's somebody, and 37% believe in this, so that might be something. Avoid having a climax for a week afterward. 6% say that. Why? Isn't the point of that, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there who's a medical professional, freaksatafreakaccident.com, isn't, like, the point, like, one of the things of, like, an orgasm is, like, it pulls everything up? It's like, you should want that, right? You want to get those little soldiers deep in the field.
Well, they're talking about the girl.
Right.
So
I'm saying, you want to get those soldiers deep in the field.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
help them along. Don't make them run that full race on their own. Get them on the Vespa scooter for the first part
of it. Maybe when that happens, stuff gets flushed out, too. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm not a biologist. Okay.
No.
I'm not a anthropologist either. Or an archaeologist.
Let's go to the next one.
All right. Use reverse psychology and tell yourself you don't want a baby, then have a wild night out and forget about trying. 39%.
Stress. It's not, you don't have to psych yourself out. You just need to not stress yourself out about it.
Yeah, okay.
Stress does play a part in that.
Yeah.
Because, it's your body. So when you stress out, anybody stresses out, your body reacts differently.
Right.
It'll reject things. So that probably is...
What was that famous quote, 50% of the game is half mental or something like that?
80% of the game is mental.
Right.
But if you want to have a kid, why would that stress you out?
Well, because you're worried about it happening or not happening, and maybe like the...
They're talking about people who are having trouble.
You get inside your own head.
Okay.
Wow, Mickey.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Eat pineapples and drink pineapple juice. 32%.
I don't know. Maybe there's something in that. I don't
know. Well, enough. This isn't like one of the weird ones where it's like 3%, 6%. Although that last one had 39%, the whole de-stressing thing. This one, 32%. There's enough that believe this that makes me think, okay, maybe there's something to it. Pineapple juice.
Is it like bromine or something in pineapple?
I don't know.
Okay, bromine.
I'm not a chemist. I'm not a lot of things.
I've noticed.
Thanks.
Anything that has ist afterwards, he is not.
Right.
A cynist, yeah.
Cynicist, yeah. Well, that's a cynic. I am a cynic.
Oh, yeah, because it has a k.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we're good.
But I'm not racist or misogynist or any of those other ists. You're right. Scientist.
I can't think of any more. Putting us on the spot.
Millionaireist. Yeah. So eat pineapples if you're trying to get pregnant. I don't know. Wear green and use green bed sheets.
That's psycho.
Believed to be a fertile color. 5%.
Well, yeah, 5%.
That's a superstitious kind of thing.
Yeah.
Why not rub a lucky rabbit's foot while you're at it?
And make sure no cats or black cats are walking under ladders while you're while you're doing something.
Pierce your nose on the left side. Eastern Ayurvedic medicine claims this can make the woman more fertile. 0.5%.
Because that's psycho.
You people with your witchcraft over there in England.
That sounds like it's like feng shui. Like you're trying to make
or
your body
something,
like,
yeah,
like
or,
more evened out.
Or some weird kind of witchcraft kind of thing. I don't know, Mickey, you're from the witch country. Have you ever heard anything like this when it comes to this sort of thing? Like,
yeah,
you know,
all sorts of ridiculous stuff.
Like put a mushroom on your head while you're trying to do it?
Yeah,
and, you
like
know,
smudging and tarot cards and all. Yeah, all sorts of weird stuff.
Smudging?
Yeah, what's smudging?
They burn herbs and like they make it.
What did herb
like a,
ever do to them?
I know.
Yeah.
The poor guy, he was just trying to get to work, and they set him on fire. Poor Herb. Herb.
It's all sorts of weird stuff.
Okay. Don't just put your legs in the air, but bicycle them for at least 3 minutes.
I would just start laughing.
58%.
Think
of the carbs you're burning off, too.
With the husband getting kicked in the face.
This is great. Boom, 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 boom.
Our personal advice, jump on a unicycle afterwards and do a couple laps around your neighborhood.
Yeah, great. It's Jackie Chan's having a baby.
I feel like that advice was on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It might have
been. Maybe it was. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Sleep in total darkness. Switch off your phones, devices, and Wi-Fi. 15%, yes, because if you don't turn off the Wi-Fi, the internet might get in there with your baby and turn them into a jerk.
Yeah, the Russians, they could hack into anything.
The baby comes out Nostrovia. But that might have to
people
do...
People serve the Kremlin.
That might have to do with the stress out thing.
Maybe.
Because you're checking your phone, you're checking everything else, but you're not, you know, in the moment.
Do dry January and stop drinking for a month, 7%.
See, that I would expect more, because that would make sense.
Right.
Yeah. And for the men, wear frozen underwear, 1%.
Nope.
Now, I have actually heard, not necessarily frozen, but I guess keeping the boys cool...
That's why they tell you boxers.
...helps to, you know, get things moving.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, keep them brisk, and it puts a little pep in their step,
now,
as it were.
Ice might make things difficult.
Well, you ever see those guys when they do the polar bear plunge? They get out of that water quick.
Oh,
they swim
God.
Fast. So it's the same principle. You get those swimmers moving.
They're like, get me out of here.
Yeah, right,
please.
Exactly. I just want to be warm. Look up ahead. It's the warmest thing I've ever seen.
Do you think they talk when they're going through?
Absolutely.
Hey, guys.
That's my headcanon anyway for it. Think about how exciting that makes it.
Terrible word, man. You meant story.
Yes, I did. Up next, listener active on a freak accident. Good luck with the baby making.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/a freak accident podcast.
Is that the Disney Channel song?
I have no idea.
It sounds like it would be.
I know, it's Hank Nelson, so maybe he's on Disney?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I've never heard of him in my life.
Well, he gave us this.
Words are important. They carry meaning with them. They can hurt. They can break hearts. They can cause someone to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
I was waxing poetic. Give me something. It's some actually, kind of reaction.
That's what he says in that song.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Then he's a smart man. So there's a college out there, Lake Superior State University. Every year they do a list of words that they believe should be banished from the King's English for misuse, overuse, or general uselessness.
Okay.
A lot of these I actually agree with on this list. But before we get to that... We pitched it out to you, our listener, with another listener active segment on social media, getting you involved, making you a part of the show. So are we going to go with them first, and then we'll give ours, and then we'll go with this list?
How about... Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
I thought it over. It was like a little brainstorming session. Worked.
Look at that. On-the-spot show prep, like true professionals.
Yeah. He gave the idea. I thought about it. Mickey ignored it.
Yep. Right.
Show prep.
Dexter was the first to comment. He gave a list of words he thinks should be banned.
Oh, boy.
Oh, because he's a very pessimistic person.
I think we've done a segment like this before, because I seem to remember him making a lot of similar suggestions in the past. Fleek, lit, diva, bay, cray, lazy E. Wait, I feel like that one...
That was a shot.
That was just petty is what that was.
Yeah. See what you did there, man.
Yes instead of yes.
Oh yeah.
And basic.
But is that in the dictionary?
What?
Yes.
Y-A-S?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so that doesn't really count.
Not in, like, real dictionaries, anyway.
Oh, like Urban Dictionary.
Well, no. Well, yeah, I mean, like, Merriam-Webster every year, they add words, and it's
right.
Usually, like, a bunch of stupid crap in the modern vernacular. Like, oh, we added this to the dictionary, haha. But, like, really, like, the Oxford English Dictionary, like, a legit dictionary, wouldn't have this crap in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Our boy Deez then commented and said, epic. Should be banished. The only thing that word can be used for is to describe how epically stupid Oakland is for rehiring Gruden. Whoa, where did that rant come from? It came from the man who allows himself to be an Oakland Raiders fan of his own volition.
I don't think that was a dumb move at all, but hey.
Deez, come on, man. The Raiders are your profile picture.
No.
For crying out loud. You take this very seriously. Konar the Barbarian says, dilly dilly.
Yeah, that's kind of overused at this point.
I've never even heard that.
You've never heard that? They have t-shirts and everything with it now.
What does it mean?
It's from a Budweiser commercial.
Yeah.
And the king is there whenever he gets Budweiser, he goes, dilly dilly, dilly dilly. And then everybody started using it.
Never seen this commercial.
It's been on a lot.
I must not watch much television anymore.
It was a lot during the football season.
I spend way too much time on Netflix.
Even I've seen this commercial.
Oh, wow. All right.
Whoa, that's deep.
Mickey's becoming me. Ha! Enjoy it!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hope you like crippling depression. Kenny J says fact should be banned.
Oh, I guess.
Probably not the word, the implementation of it.
Yeah, like, hey, fact.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Fact! Donald Trump is the worst president we've ever had, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
That is probably, maybe, arguably true. But shut up, idiot.
Just say it and don't say fact.
Yeah, stop overusing a word. April says bay or lawn or eon? I-O-N? Ion?
Ion?
I don't...
You said I-O-N, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, ion.
But why?
I can't tell if that's an I or an L.
Lawn?
I don't even know what that is. Or maybe she meant to say LOL, but spelled
it
wrong.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And we're here trying to solve a great mystery of the universe. Just left confused ourselves.
Damn it, April.
Oh, and Deez comments again. Man, dude, you just can't get enough of yourself and your opinions, can you?
You just love hearing your stuff.
He says, definitely LOL. People have confused it with punctuation marks. I agree with. Yeah, for sure. Even I'm guilty of that from time to time. Sarah says, extra.
Maybe she means...
Yeah, like she's so extra.
Whoa, Mickey! Whoa!
You haven't heard that?
No.
Mickey got into pop culture. I hate to borrow from Jesus, but...
The funny thing is, if you were in this room, listener, you would have seen, like, she said that, and E and I both, like, sat back in our chairs like we had just been blown backwards by a concussive blast.
I know. Wow.
God. Okay. Cobbler says, whatever. Should be banned.
Oh, like, whatever.
Oh, dude, I love the word whatever. It is so poignant when used at just the right time.
But it's never used at the right time. I should say usually not used at the right time.
Bonnie says bae. So bae is very popular amongst our listeners. Yeah. Celia says none. Okay, so do you mean the word none?
No, I think she means banned? No word should be banned.
Oh. A First Amendment purist, as they exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Billy Stallnecker.
Yeah, this is the guy that tried to be funny and like, oh.
He said, Jesus, what do you got against the person who gave customer service to Lazy E at DirecTV? That's just rude.
Yeah.
That is just rude.
You know what? Next time you call DirecTV, I hope you get Judas.
Woohoo!
He'll turn on you.
That was a great joke,
you
buddy.
Like that? I got biblical on
it. I appreciate
you
that
like
one.
You like that?
That's
boom.
Pretty good.
Boom.
All right. So what words would we add to the list? Is there any particular that we would want banned?
I honestly was thinking LOL because even myself, I'll just put it in there and then I don't even know why I did it. I'm not laughing.
Right, yeah. Like nobody who puts LOL on anything is ever laughing.
Well, that's why when I actually laugh out loud, I'll tell them I'm literally LOLing.
I'll tell you what I'm sick of. It's that stupid joke from Rick and Morty, the Pickle Rick thing, and then everybody started doing it for everything. Ho, 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 I'm a bicycle. I'm Bicycle Rick. Ho, I'm Pavement. I'm Pavement Rick.
I've seen people post that. I had no idea what it was about.
I need a new set of tires. Tire Rick. That's not frigging funny, you frigging sloping forehead Neanderthal morons. Keep it to yourself. Go back to the Stone Age with that terrible, terrible sense of humor.
I really think my IQ just dropped over that.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to my world. What would you take out of it? The vernacular.
Like.
Oh, boy.
Oh, like, I like, I like, mm-hmm. I like this.
The one time I remember in college, there was this girl in my one class who was trying to explain something. And
she was like, so like, I went to do this like thing and like it totally like.
The one thing she said, and I say like from time to time, I know I'm guilty of that, but she said specifically the part of it that got me was she goes, like as like, and I was like, string that together, put that on paper.
I'm just going to stop you right there.
Put that on paper, read it, and tell me how stupid you sound.
The thing is they don't get it because people type like that too.
They do, yeah.
So that just makes sense to them.
Yeah, for me, it's something that I notice. I don't know if it's even noticeable to a great extent, but I notice it when I listen back, like, to the show and things. It's like a vocal tic of mine. I just said like again. So.
Well, no, you said it's like a vocal
tic. So there you go. In that use, it is acceptable.
Yes.
Okay.
So, hey, you solved yourself. Oh, yeah. Pop
the shirt a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Here's actually what's on the Lake Superior State University list. Unpack, the first word.
They mean it in a different.
Well, like any company that you work for, let's unpack this idea.
Yeah.
Let's unpack this concept.
Yeah.
I have not heard.
Let's
that.
Unpack the meaning behind our bankruptcy.
That's kind of Mickey. That's kind of become like the new win-win.
Okay. People use or unfold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tons is another word. Tons.
Oh,
as in, we've got tons of jokes.
So they mean people are using that instead of using a different word that could be good.
They're
with
saying
that.
Lots would surely suffice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dish, as in dishing about.
What's
like,
the dish?
Yeah, what's the dish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I add one in here? Now that I heard that one, it makes me think of this. When people say unbelievable. Like when they say that sky is unbelievable. Well, no, it isn't because it's there.
It's literally there.
Like they
and that use literally is literally what literally means.
Yeah, and unbelievable. People don't know what that means anymore.
Yeah.
That movie was unbelievable. No, it's believable. You just saw it.
It was very believable.
People know, literally is another example of a word that's often misused. Some other on this list, pre-owned. Just call it used. Just call it a used car. Don't call it a pre-owned vehicle.
Refurbished.
Yeah. Why do electronics insist on calling it refurbished? Do they think they're fooling anybody?
They are.
Onboarding and offboarding. Like with companies. When they hire you now.
Oh, yeah.
Having gone through multiple onboardings this year
or
this past year.
Congratulations for not losing your job.
Yet.
Wow.
Just
stay
to
tuned.
Ouch.
So, Nothing Burger.
Wait, what?
Nothing
I
Burger.
You never heard that in my life.
I've used that one before.
Have you?
Yeah, it's a way of saying that just something is vapid or devoid of meaning. It's a Nothing Burger.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
Shut your mouth, Burger.
No. My name is not Burger.
Actually, that made sense. That made sense. Good job.
I just want a t-shirt that just says my name is not Burger.
Oh, we got that one. That's ours.
Let that sink in. Another one on this list.
Yeah, you get a lot of bosses that be like, let this one sink in for you. Oh.
Let me ask you this.
No.
There's another one. Let me ask you this.
Can I add another one? When bosses, literally bosses or anybody in like a restaurant, when they call, hey, boss.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Or let me bounce this off you.
Oh.
Impactful? Cafefe?
Ugh. Yeah, that's getting old.
That wasn't funny when it happened. It's not funny now. It won't be funny in the future. Drill down.
Yeah, drill
boy,
down.
Boy, if that isn't a freaking corporate thing. Fake news.
Again, okay, was funny.
Hot water heater. That's good. They're pointing out the fact that, that's a way too much. We get it. It's a water heater. It's not a hot water heater. If the water's already hot, it doesn't need to be heated.
No.
And also gig economy.
That's something political.
No, I think that's more so for like artists and kind of things.
Does
like,
it say?
Says your gigs are for musicians and stand-up comedians. How now expanded to imply, you are right, a sense of freedom and lifestyle that rejects tradition in a changing economic culture. Man, is that freaking hipster.
Yeah.
That is so pretentious. It should be eliminated just on those grounds alone.
I saw it on Facebook a couple times from hipsters.
Feel free to weigh in if you haven't yet. We'll keep that picture posted on social media. You can also email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, a brand new game.
The category game.
I can't wait to play.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Go together, let's talk about things that go together.
I thought we were back to the baby-making segment for a split second there. So this is a brand new game that somebody came up with.
We're going to test the waters.
We're just stealing it. So we're going to try it here. We're going to do it live.
This is brand new. We just explained it. Well, I explained it to everybody right before we did this.
So basically, each one of us is going to give another one of us a letter, and then we're going to read off categories. We have to try and come up with an item in that category that starts with that letter and see how many we can do in a minute.
Yeah, and it's the same letter throughout them all.
Okay.
Okay.
So you take one letter and you go through all the categories, and you have about 5 seconds. If you don't answer in 5 seconds, we move on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
And just admit if you don't, and then we'll just move on.
All right. So, Lazy, I think Mickey should go first, and you should give her the...
Can I start on the letter D so I can just go, duh?
You know what? You get D.
I got a feeling you're going to do that anyway.
Probably.
Well, she has D. That's it.
Okay.
She picked her own letter. All right. Are you ready? The clock's going to start. It's 1 minute.
It's going to be awful.
All right. Ready?
Nope.
Here we go. A state.
Dakota.
A type
That's of... not a state.
Oh, God. All right. Delaware.
All right. A type of candy.
Pass.
A celebrity.
Dylan McDermott.
Okay.
a tool.
Dremel.
A fruit.
I have no idea.
An instrument.
No idea.
Oops. Something you wear.
Dress.
Okay. A college.
I have no idea.
A person's name.
Drew.
All right. An animal.
Dog.
A band. You didn't get that. So
an instrument, drums doesn't come to mind.
I don't know why.
All right.
I was thinking the djembe but it starts with a D. Because it starts with a D.
Which one did I end on? Which one did we end on there?
Band.
Band. Okay. So you skipped. It was about three. I think she did. She skipped. A type of a celebrity. You didn't get state.
No, I got celebrity. I said Dylan McDermott.
Oh, that's right. I think you missed four. So you had one. And so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You got about 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, right.
Hand that to her.
Next one to go. Keep track of how many you get right. Yeah, okay. I didn't even think about that.
So you're going to give me a letter too, right?
Oh, and start off with the one back here. After the band one.
Okay,
all right?
So we're going to keep going.
And then go then back to the back. Top of the list. All
okay.
Right.
All right.
Give him a letter.
Give me a letter.
P?
You say X, I'm going to punch you in the head.
P? No. Is P okay?
P? I guess P's fine.
All right. Are you ready?
I prefer poop, but...
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
A band.
I don't know.
A toy.
No. Pickles.
No, keep going.
Puzzle.
Okay. What? A store.
Store. I don't know.
A cartoon. Something.
Porky Pig.
Okay. Something on your body.
Pinky toe.
A country?
Portugal.
Okay. Something in your house.
Peanuts.
Okay.
No, color.
Why not?
Okay, all right.
A color.
Purple.
A plant. That's
you
it.
Ran out. All right. I did not do well.
No.
I did not do well at all. It's amazing when you get put on the spot like that.
That's the whole idea.
It.
You have to answer quick. Think on your feet. All right.
I could have said potty for something in your house.
I guess I'll run this since... Yeah, it's pretty funny. All right. All right. Well, you got to give it to me.
He needs a letter.
I could try and do both at the same time.
All right.
Let's do G.
G. Yeah. Do you know which one she left off on?
The very last
one. Yeah.
All right. She left off on the last one. G. Okay.
I don't know if G is a good one considering some of these next categories, but we're going to give it our best shot. Actually, yes, it will be fine. All right. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. A type of car.
A. Oh. pass.
A state.
Georgia.
There you go. A type of candy.
Go-Gurt? No, that's not a candy.
A celebrity.
George Clooney.
Ah. A tool.
A gauge?
Yeah, all right. A fruit.
Oh.
No, it... Oh, it's not the right answer. An instrument.
A... No.
Geiger counter, yes. Something you wear.
Oh, my God. Glasses.
Ah! A college.
Georgetown.
Ah, okay, a person's name.
George.
An animal.
George. How many did I get right? I don't even remember.
I don't know. That you did really good, though.
Thank you.
Like this game. We all.
I mean, if we have time, we can do another round.
We don't really have time.
Oh,
on this
we'll have to
show.
Bring it back.
We will definitely bring it back. This was a good testing of the waters, though. I like it.
Yeah, I think honestly, we didn't keep score. Next time, we're just having fun.
Yeah,
I think Mickey.
I'm going to say Mickey won. You were definitely a close second, but I think she definitely had more.
Yeah, and that's not even joking. Hey, you won. No, I think you honestly did win.
Damn it. She poised under pressure.
Yeah.
It's the best. There's another P word, poised under pressure.
That's, you know.
I love the body part. You were like,
I just like I was able to say George as many times as I did. I answered three questions with that. But
like Georgia State, George.
George Clooney. but honestly, if you have an idea for a category, please email us freaks@freakaccent.com. We'll use it in the next time we play it.
Load us up on them. Music you can use next on the show.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
How long has it been since we've done one of these?
Last year.
Such a long time ago.
Oh. I know.
We're big music fans here on the show, though, so we like to share it with you and kind of do like a little review. Whenever a big new song comes out.
Introduce you to some new music that you may not know that's out right now.
Up first on music you can use this go-around is from the Black Label Society. This song is called Room of Nightmares. I have not heard it yet. All right.
Step inside where your true self awaits.
Very Black Label Society.
We say that about just about every band that we have on Music You Can Use.
Well, no, okay. Very Black Sabbath, because that's what he's always with Ozzy.
Right.
Right. Zakk Wylde's always with Ozzy, but I was going to say, it reminds me of Godsmack.
A little bit, yeah. There's definitely tastes of it in there.
It's that whiny yet deep voice that...
No, there's like, it's in the guitars, too, you can
right,
hear it.
Yeah.
Set you free.
Yeah, wow, there is a Godsmack influence.
You're and right.
Cleaner than Black Label Society normally is. Like, he learned how to harmonize better and went, hey, I can do this now.
Yeah, yeah, it's the harmonies. That's what makes it sound like Godsmack.
I like that solo that's rocking there. Zach Wilde.
Yeah, Zach Wilde. Yeah. Kind of, if he didn't, that would be disappointing.
Yeah. I love a good guitar solo, though. I'm such a sucker for them.
What was it, like 3 years ago? Like, it didn't exist in songs.
I know. It does seem like it's a lot clearer, though. Like, you can hear... Usually, Black Label Society sounds muddled together.
Yeah.
This is... You can actually pick out the individual parts.
Yeah, it's more... Yeah, the intricacies. You can hear what's going on. You can hear the background vocals. You can hear everything.
As my old drummer used to say, there's dynamics.
Ah, yes. Dynamic range.
Yep.
An audiophile term.
Yes, it's a little... Music snobness coming out of Freak Excellent, yes.
Is it almost over already? Short song. Most of their songs are short, though, aren't they, Black Label Society? Yeah, they don't exactly go for the Led Zeppelin 10, 11, 12-minute tracks.
They know what they are.
Right.
They're not a band that, if that went on for 8 minutes, you'd get really bored.
I like that, though.
It's a good
song.
I like
it a lot, yeah. It's off the new album, Grimmest Hits. I guess it's a greatest hits album, and this is probably like one or two new songs that they're releasing along with it.
I don't know enough about Black Label Society to tell you if it was a greatest hits. I read about it, and they just went down each track. It might not be a greatest hits. I don't know.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know.
But when is it out again?
I haven't looked.
It is out January 19th.
So, next week.
Room of Nightmares. 4 from me.
I would give it a 4.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Okay.
That's probably the best song you've ever written.
High scoring here on A Freak Accident. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Harder song.
Yeah, much harder. Justin Timberlake, Filthy.
Oh.
Hey!
Ooh.
God, it's unfortunate this is pop.
I know, it does sound rock.
I like the guitar in it.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting this at all.
No. I wonder who got paid to breathe like that in there.
Tribute to Prince?
Maybe. Oh,
very much so.
Wow, yeah. Wow, yeah. Now that you say it, it's all I can hear.
Yeah. It's really good, though.
Yeah.
He also made dubstep listenable.
He did do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Damn, is he good.
I dig it, man. I do. I'm not gonna lie.
I always like Prince, and yeah.
I don't even want to like talk over it because it's good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I kind of like it.
Oh
my god!
But only because of the Prince influence, and it's very obviously there.
Nah,
dude. This is like. Go ahead.
He did. She used the word extra before. Now she's saying she likes JT. I think someone's getting soft.
This is definitely no. Justin Timberlake is one of the few people out there. It's like him, Bruno Mars, and like that's pretty much it that could do good pop.
Yeah.
Like today, I mean. Where like the pop music is good that comes out of them.
And then
He also has a world tour he just announced. I forget, it's like In the Woods or whatever world tour. It's going to be stopping by all the major cities, New York, New Jersey, Florida, California, all over the place.
Okay.
Apparently not Philly.
I may have to... Listen, there's that that guitar again.
Yeah. When does this album come out?
Oh, God. I have that. Man of the Woods.
That's the name of the tour.
Yes. February 2nd.
Just in time for the Valentine's
Day. That's right. All right. That's right, baby. Now, listen. I may have to hand in my metal card after this score that I'm about to give this. You know, being a metalhead and things. Yeah. 5.
Dude, you read my mind. I love this more than any song I've heard recently. Like, I mean, this is on... In a different genre, it's Foo Fighters level.
I feel filthy to say
oh,
it.
Oh, you did that too! You know what?
But it's a 5.
Give me your metal card. Just give me it.
There you go.
And I'm throwing it.
Okay.
It's gone.
It's a 5, though. It's a 5.
What about you, Mickey?
I'm keeping my metal card and going with 3.5.
That's still a high scoring
for
pop
me. Yes.
She rated that with Black Label Society. Just yeah. You're handing everything over. I'm giving it a 5. I'm gonna go see him on tour. This is fantastic.
It's real good. I like this part too. It's a little more like. I like that part.
Oh yeah.
All right.
It's groovy.
I can dig it. What in the world?
Nice way to end it out.
Wow. Yeah. That was real?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'm getting a buzz.
That was definitely a tribute to Prince.
Fight me, denizens of the internet. Fight me.
Oh, if you hate that song, you're a liar.
Oh, man. Okay, so February 2nd, Man of the Woods.
Picking that up.
Up next, the Hometown Band has a new track out. Hometown to us. Yeah, here in northeastern Pennsylvania. Breaking Benjamin, Red Cold River. It starts out slow.
This is what got me worried about it.
It's very Breaking Benjamin.
Shut up. Someone got angry.
One thing I'll say is, like, this is, like, the first track off the new record. This is a much better first offering off of this album than Failure was off the last album.
Yeah.
Failure wasn't a good representation of that album.
Failure was a failure, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I've said it multiple times, that last record, the 3 singles were the 3 weakest songs on the album. The album, on the whole, was good. There were some... moments of brilliance in there.
Yeah, but this one...
This definitely, it makes me more excited for the record than Failure did for whatever the last album was called, I forget.
It kind of brings back a lot of the old that I liked about them. A little bit more aggressive. You know what I like about it, and this is the reason he got some of those new band members, was that they could actually sing.
Oh, like harmonize with them?
Like, because he did all the vocals on all previous ones. You could actually tell the difference.
Yeah.
When you think about it, like, you could tell the different voices in it.
Yeah.
Now.
The one thing I can say about the song that I don't like is it's missing a guitar solo.
It is.
Which I was, the first time I heard it, I was thinking, all right here, I thought. I was like, oh, here comes like the cool guitar solo that they're going to mix in here. Kind of like there's a little moment of cool guitars on the one song that they did for the Halo 2 soundtrack.
Blow Me Away.
Blow Me Away. It was a cool little guitar riff, though.
Right.
It's like, a lot of their older songs had like that. There was like a couple
quick little
snippets, which like I like. This song doesn't really have that. I think it needs it to take it to that next level for me anyway.
Yeah.
On the whole, I like it though. I mean, like I said, I like it a lot better than I liked the first look at the last record.
It gets me excited for the album.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what it's supposed to do, I guess, you know.
First single, yeah. All right. Mickey says, meh. That's her only commentary the entire song. What would you score it?
Like 2.5.
Okay, so right down the middle.
Yeah.
I would give it a 4.
You give it a 4?
Yeah.
I'd go a little bit more conservative on this one, 3.5.
You're going to wait and see how it fills
in. Yeah, but like definitely, like what did I give Failure, like a 2?
Yeah,
when that one came out, I was like very, or maybe less than that. I was very displeased with that. This makes me happy, and it makes me, I'm eager to see what else is on the record.
Yeah,
so.
It's called Ember. No release date yet, but what was it? They have pre-sales coming up.
Pre-orders are starting January 26th.
That's the word.
So, yeah, probably, what, March? If I had to guess?
I would say March, maybe.
April latest?
I would say mid-February, March.
Like, yeah, probably.
But all right. Who knows?
Now, last, this is something I've really been looking forward to.
Okay.
We've been hearing that we've been getting teased. Who's going to be the new lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots for 55 million years? We finally know. The guy's name is Jeff Gutt. He's got guts.
Yeah, he got his last name from me.
Jeff Gutt, a.k.a. What's his name? The guy who died, the lead singer.
Scott Weiland.
Why couldn't I think of Scott Weiland's name? Basically Scott Weiland 2.0 because he sounds just like him. But he was a contestant, I guess, on season 2 and 3 of The X Factor in 2012 and 2013.
Yeah, he never made it far. It's not like he was a winner.
Okay.
He 2012, I don't believe he made it past like the audition rounds. 2013, he actually made it a little bit further, but never really did anything.
I'm very happy, though, that they didn't end up going with a name that everybody knew. This guy is relatively unknown.
Sure.
So I like that. Yeah. So let's, when I say he's Scott Weiland version 2.0, you understand when you hear the song. Have you heard it yet, Mickey?
I think I have.
Okay. Kick it off. It's good, though.
Yeah. It's called Meadow. Sounds like Stone Temple Pilots right from the start.
Which it's supposed to.
Well, yeah, everybody else is in the band still. It is Scott Weiland.
He's Scott Weiland without the terrible drug habits, I hope.
Yet.
Yeah, he just, like, he fits in there so well. It was like the perfect puzzle piece just falling gently into place.
You know, they could have went two ways. Obviously, they went with the more sounding way. They could have went totally different. I think Dean DeLeo sounds way too much with the backing vocals like Scott Weiland. They had to go with this sound. I like that they did it.
Yeah.
I like the song. I've heard the song a couple times now. I like the song because it is Stone Temple Pilots, but he's missing the emotion that goes into singing. Like he definitely sounds like Weiland, but he's missing that emotion that used to go along with the songs.
Yeah, that may come with time.
I don't think he wrote this song.
Right.
I think when the album comes out, totally different story.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
We'll have to see what he does on the full record.
Yeah.
But I think, like, given a couple years, I think he'll come into his own once he gets comfortable with the idea of being in Stone Temple Pilots.
Sure.
Get him up on stage a couple times, touring around. I think he'll fall in.
This is what I liked about the Stone Temple Pilots, which they're continuing to do. They were in that grunge era, but they kind of had that California rock type of sound, which I always loved. I really loved that part of it.
When there's nowhere to hide, yeah, we're gonna sip on as we drink from the fire.
I'm a fan. I like it a lot.
I saw Stone Temple Pilots once with Scott Weiland. I definitely want to check them out again.
Score it.
I would say I'd give it a 4.5.
Okay.
Love the song.
I really hope he has the stage presence, because that's going to be something I'm really going to miss.
Oh, yeah, because Scott Weiland, like, he brought it.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with a 2.5 on this.
Okay, going down the middle again. 3.5 for me. Dig it.
Yeah, it's...
He's good.
It's going to be interesting to see how the album goes.
I want to hear more.
No release date on this one again, but they are giving away digital digital
downloads when you buy a ticket to one of their upcoming shows.
Yeah, you get the pre-order digital download. So it has to be coming out soon because their tour starts a little bit later this month.
By the way, Grimmest Hits by Black Label Society, not a Greatest Hits album.
Ah, see?
A brand new album.
Good.
That's why I read about it, never said Greatest Hits, but I never knew.
You would expect that, though, with an album named like that.
But that's our dream, Crisco. We would start a band and our first album would be called Greatest Hits. They took our dream, basically.
One day Cov is going to happen. Cov is going to happen.
Cov is going to be a band.
That wraps up this episode of the show. Lazy E, where do they need to go? What do they need to do to keep up with us and things between shows?
Well, there's an easy way. You go to freakaccident.com. It's the hub for everything. Let's take, for instance, you hit the podcast section. Every single episode we ever did is on there. Or you can click connect. That's where you could hit Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or like Facebook. We had a question up, got all these answers. You could be a part of the show next time. And there's all sorts of fun stuff on there.
And you know, when you get the podcast section, you can listen to shows between the shows. So the show never has to stop.
Also,
just cover yourself with us.
Yikes.
I was going to say all those song videos we're going to have up on the website as well.
It will be there. And don't forget, if you liked this show, and we hope you did, you can subscribe. Every subscription helps us climb a little bit higher in the popularity standings. And we would love that if you helped us out. And you can leave a good review as well. That'll help too. Of course, we're talking about on iTunes. You can subscribe, and also on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
And you know, we forget to say this sometimes, but if you like the show, we'd really appreciate it if you shared it with your friends.
Yes.
Share it on Facebook, whatever.
Please do. And send us an email and tell us you liked it or tell us you hated it. Freaks@freakaccident.com.
Even though we know you don't like to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you include your physical mailing address in your email, we'll send you stickers.
With your moving finger.
Yes. I don't know what that is, it's a thing. Next week, since we're rapidly approaching Valentine's Day, we've got some advice from a scientist.
It's a dating expert.
Dating expert, okay, has given a couple tips that they say could help you find love just in time for Valentine's Day. So
it's going to change your life.
Get ready to ease off the cologne and pay attention on next week's show.
Don't buy Axe in the meantime.
Plus, more fun and games coming next week as well. Thanks for listening to this one. We will be back soon. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.